Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Five, The Untold Lives of the Women Killed by Jack the Ripper, by Hallie Rubenhold, read by Louise Brealey.
I write for those women who do not speak, for those who do not have a voice because they were so terrified, because we are taught to respect fear more than ourselves. We've been taught that silence would save us, but it won't. Audre Lorde. Introduction. A Tale of Two Cities. There are two versions of the events of 1887. One is very well known, the other is not. The first version is the one printed in most history books. It is the one that those who lived through the age wished to recall, the version they recounted to their grandchildren with a wistful smile. It is the story of Queen Victoria and a summer of celebrations for her golden jubilee. She had been no more than a teenage girl when the nation's weighty crown had been placed upon her head. A half century later, she had become the embodiment of empire, and a suitably grand series of events had been planned to commemorate this. On the 20th of June, the precise day she had first mounted the throne, the royal heads of Europe, Indian princes, dignitaries and representatives from all corners of the empire, even the Hawaiian queen, Liliuokalani, converged upon London. West End shopkeepers adorned their windows in red, white and blue. Royal standards and Union Jack.